From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump launch into the frenzied final day of their historic fight for the White House Monday. They have blowout rallies in a handful of swing states that will decide who leads the United States. Clinton is a front-running Democrat, and she aimed to nail down her narrow lead with stops in three battleground states as President Barack Obama covers for her elsewhere before they join up at a star-studded grand finale in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Trump, the billionaire Republican nominee, was setting out from must-win Florida on a five-state swing, the culmination of a dramatic run for the presidency. You can visit voanews.com for a comprehensive coverage of this historic U.S. election. Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces said Monday in a statement that they had advanced into an Islamic State group held town near Mosul and were moving from house to house to clear it. The Kurdish forces attack from the north, east, and south of Bashika, which is located east of Mosul. It's the IS's last major urban stronghold in Iraq that the country's forces are battling to retake. Israel on Monday reiterated its firm opposition to a French plan to hold an international conference before the end of the year to restart long-stalled peace efforts with the Palestinians. The French envoy for the plan is currently back in the region for talks with Israeli and Palestinian officials. Yemen's 20-month war has killed more than 7,000 people and wounded nearly 37,000, according to the World Health Organization. It comes as a UN envoy voiced alarm over the worsening humanitarian situation. More than 7,070 people have been killed and over 36,000 injured as of October 25th. VOA News. UN talks to implement the landmark Paris Climate Pact opened in Marrakesh Monday, buoyed by gathering momentum, however threatened by the specter of climate change denier Donald Trump in the White House. Diplomats from 196 nations are meeting in Morocco. They are to flesh out the planet-saving plan signed in the French capital last December. Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders are holding UN-mediated talks in an effort to end the four-decade-long stalemate that has kept their island divided. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
During the coming week, the Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders will be sequestered in a luxurious spa resort. It remains to be seen whether these beautiful surroundings will be conducive to reaching an agreement to reunite their island, which has been divided since 1974. That was when Turkey invaded Cyprus, displacing tens of thousands of people and splitting the island between the Greek and Turkish Cypriot populations. Ban Ki-moon makes no secret of his desire that a settlement be reached on his watch.
I commend the leaders for their vision, courage, and leadership for advancing their talks further than ever before.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A German court Monday put on trial two Syrian men who say they are refugees but face charges of being human traffickers responsible for eight deaths on the high seas a year ago. Prosecutors charged the two brothers, Ahmed Gondor and his brother Farad, as working with a Kurdish gang of people smugglers who forced refugees aboard an unworthy sea vessel. They charged each person $2,500. An antibody produced by the human body shielded unborn mice against Zika, according to a study Monday. It raises hopes for thwarting the virus known to cause brain damage in human fetuses. The antibody neutralized all known Zika strains in lab experiments. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died early today. She died from complications of Parkinson's disease. In 1996, she defended her decision to not immediately appoint an independent counsel to investigate the fundraising practices of then-President Clinton.
I'm not hiding, Mr. Chairman. I am trying to do my duty under the independent counsel statute and under the law to conduct an investigation in a professional way, taking it wherever it leads me, and I will continue to do so.
Janet Reno is a former Miami prosecutor. After leaving Washington, she returned to her native state of Florida. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.